You're probably wondering when you looked at the title of this tape if I lost my mind. Psychic self-defense? Why would I need to do that? And what is it? I hope to explain some things that I believe you instinctively already know. Let's start by looking at the physical world that we live in. Do you lock your doors? Do you wear a seatbelt when driving? Do you prepare yourself to go to work, school, or when you travel? We protect ourselves from the weather. We use an umbrella or a raincoat. We shelter ourselves from the external forces by constructing homes to live in. We place our valuables in banks, safes, and vaults. Our country alone has spent millions of dollars to protect us from all sorts of enemies and potential types of attack. Most recently, many have either gone overboard preparing for or worrying about the millennium and those dreaded Y2K issues. Why? To avoid problems. These are issues that are physical. For the most part, we can see and feel almost immediately the reason why we should protect ourselves. Hopefully, at least, see some value in it. Whether we choose to wear the seatbelt while driving or lock our doors is up to us, right? It's our choice. Let's consider something that we can't see, something that is invisible that we protect ourselves from. Bacteria, germs, viruses, or the common cold. How many times do you try to protect yourself by taking extra vitamin C or echinacea?